Sounds good. A little music. I like that.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yes. All right. We do a little sound check. Everybody on there? Speak up.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, we can hear you.
All right. Things are looking good then. So to our protocols, attendees who have joined via teleconference, please place your phone or audio connection on mute until the time you are presenting or asked to speak. Addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. Attendees who have joined via teleconference, please do not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting web link and then dial back or click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. We have mastered this, you know, over the years. We have this down, so thank you, everyone. Welcome to Mission Academy. It's a regular board meeting. It's Monday, April the 27th, 2026, at 10 a.m. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting in person and by dialing the conference line or clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@missionacademyhs.org. The public may also provide comments during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. So we're going to open up this meeting and we'll do a roll call so we can establish a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck,
present.
John Dort,
present.
Victoria Hancock,
present.
And James Lott,
present.
So we have a full quorum. Now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm going to ask John to lead us in that.
My pleasure. Please press your heart on, take your hand on your heart, and begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, John. So now we're in staff introductions. Mr. Braille.
Well, thank you very much, President Stanford, members of the board, those online. In attendance, my name is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer. Good morning.
Jerry.
Good morning, everyone. Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
Good morning. Shelley Haynes, School Superintendent.
Good morning. Lindsay Reese, Area Superintendent.
Morning.
Morning, Darren Bauer, COO.
For the school. Oh, I forgot about Darren. Sorry, Darren. Go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Darren Bauer, COO.
Anyone who's presenting?
Good morning. This is Geeta Sharifi. Good morning. This is Geeta Sharifi, CFO with LLAC.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Memory Molina, Director of Special Education.
That's because there's so many of us here, and that's a good thing. I really like that. Anybody else who didn't get to speak up? It's your turn.
This is Sarah Eunice. School principal. I'm here with Dr. Damaris Owens as well.
All right. Good. Thank you. Anybody else? Full health. I love this. All right. So let's go to 1E, approve agenda for the April 27th, 2026 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I need a motion and a second to approve that.
What was changed by Victoria Hancock?
So Victoria Hancock has approved and James Lott has second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So by unanimous vote, we have approved 1E. I love it when I get to do that. 1F, approved minutes of the March 5, 2026 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume everyone has read these. Are there any comments or corrections or questions? If not, can I have a motion and a second for 1F?
John Dursch moves to approve.
Claudia Beck, a second.
So John Dursch has moved. Claudia Beck has seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So by unanimous vote, we get a 1F. And now we're down to consent agenda. This is number 2 on our agenda. All items listed under consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. They are A, 1 and 2. 1, the board will be asked to approve the 26-27 employee handbook. And number 2, the board will be asked to approve the 26-27 public student handbook. Is there anyone on the board that would like to table one of these or have a discussion? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 2A, 1 and 2?
I so move.
Second, Victoria Hancock.
James Lott is moved. Victoria Hancock is seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So by unanimous vote, we have approved Consent Agenda A, 1, and 2. Now, at this time, we're going to go into public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter's jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, unless a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, this action may occur at this time, but it's the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone on the line from the public who would like to introduce themselves or make a comment? And Shelley Sands, has anyone contacted you?
Good afternoon, this is Shelley Sands. Or good morning, this is Shelley Sands from the Charter Affairs team. It is reported that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requests.
Thank you, Shelley. So now we're on four, school reports and information. We now have finance update, and this is Gita.
Thank you, board. So I'd like to go over the line of credits that the school maintains. As of March 30th, 2026, the document you see is updated, and it reflects that the school maintains $1.5 million of line of credit with Hanmi Bank at interest rate currently at 7.25%. And as you all know, that interest rate fluctuates with prime rate, so we'll watch that very closely. If any changes, I'll bring it to the board's attention. Also, the expiration date is September 3rd, 2027 for this line of credit. And the school is in a good financial health, so we do calculate the requirements that the bank asks us to ensure that the school is in a good financial position so that the school, if necessary, can tap into the line of credit. And then also on the bottom portion, you see LLAC's update, which is a line of credit which was approved through a promissory note at a fixed rate of 6% for this fiscal year for $2 million. And in both situations of the line of credit, the school has not tapped into the line of credit. And obviously, if ever necessary, we'll look at other options as well to ensure that the school receives the lowest interest rate out there. And with that, that's my only update as far as the financial update. If any questions, happy to discuss. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Gita. Any questions on the board? Okay, then we're going to move to 4B, Area Superintendent Update. Lindsay Reese.
Thank you, President Sanford. I'm going to review the data metrics chart for Learning Period 8, which spans from February 2nd, 2026 to March 10th, 2026. As you can see in the upper right-hand corner, enrollment was 1,000 students during that time period. It's actually higher than that today. I just looked it up. It's actually 1,149 students. And this represents 93 students more than the same time last year. So we're continuing to grow. Page 2. Overall credit completion is 4.29 credits completed, which is a 10% increase from last school year of 3.91. Core credit completion is 2.76. It's slightly lower than the same time last year, but this could be attributed to a variety of factors. For instance, sometimes during certain learning periods, our middle school students might only be doing elective credits and not core, so that can sometimes lower that number. Either way, it's still very high at 2.76. ADA utilization is 90.95%, and finally, the graduation rate is 81.67%. Overall, we've had a very strong school year, and with continued effort and collaboration, we hope to maintain this momentum through the end of the school year. That concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That looks really good. All right. Any comments from the boards? All right. So now we're going to move to C, Principal Update, Jenna Yudas.
Hi, good morning. This is Dr.
Hi, thank you. Oh, go ahead. I was going to say hi, good afternoon, or good morning, everyone. I'm going to defer to Dr. Damaris Owens for the update.
Thank you, Ms. Eunice. Hello, everyone. Hello, school board, and happy spring. My name is Dr. Damaris Owens, and I'm the principal of Mission Academy. I wanted to provide some additional updates about what's happening in our school at this time. So to start from the left blue column, our enrollment as of today is 1,147, with about 15% over age 19, served through our workforce partnership. The number on the report, 1,387, includes our pre-enrolls, students who are set to enroll in the next few weeks. Our special education population remains high at 18%, and our ELs are still hovering over 11%. We have 216 graduates to date and have a cap and gown ceremony in Carson, California on May 21st, 2026. We are finishing CAS testing, for which we have met at least 90% plus participation rate, and moving into NWEA growth assessments. This concludes my report. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much. That's good. Any questions or comments from the board? All right, so we're going to move on now to local control and accountability plan goals and metrics. Tim Clark.
Good morning, board. Today I'm presenting on our local control and accountability plan goals and metrics, along with some notable items regarding our annual school survey. The school reports are included in your board packets. The LCAP report shows how we are progressing toward our goals over time. This report includes our LCAP year 1, 24-25 end of year data, and updated year 2, 25-26 data from LPs 1 through 7 where applicable. This information helps guide our work as we prepare for our 26-27 LCAP with the goal of continuing to improve outcomes for our students. This graphic here shows the LCAP as a continuous cycle, and we are currently in the evaluate and revise phase. We are reviewing data, identifying what's working, and determining where adjustments are needed. Feedback from students, parents, staff, community members, and board members help to ensure that our plan remains both responsive and focused. Next year is our last year in the three-year cycle, after which time we will make changes as noted through the continuous review process. Here's a snapshot of our current progress across our four LCAP goals. For goal one, academic progress, Mission Academy is doing extremely well in all areas. Our one-year graduation rate is 99%, well exceeding our three-year target. The area of focus for goal one is the English Learner Progress Indicator, or LP, which was at 51.9%, just 0.1% shy of the three-year goal, and the only item in goal one that has not grown beyond the three-year target. For goal two, college and career readiness, academic performance indicators for both ELA and math showed growth over last year. ELA remained in the yellow category, and math grew from orange to yellow, having increased by a staggering 50.8 points. One focus area is seniors completing ADG courses, which was measured at 2% with the goal of 5%. For goal three, student retention at 98.59%, our success rate is well above target, showing strong student engagement. And we are working to increase the 73.71% retention rate, which showed up short of the 80% goal. For goal four, educational partner engagement, we measured the Ed Partner participation in PAC and ELAC at 178, which is higher than the three-year target of 65 or more. An area of focus in this goal is the annual survey parent participation percentage of 25% as compared to the goal of 66%. We're working to find ways to increase parent participation. This brings us to the school survey report, where we can see increases in participation counts from both students and staff. While, as previously mentioned, the parent participation count went down somewhat, despite strong efforts by our school leaders to intentionally gather feedback from these three groups. The annual school survey helps us reflect on school climate, programs, and overall experiences for our students, parents, and staff. It informs development of the 26-27 LCAP and supports reporting for Priority 6 school climate. The state requires this survey to measure student perceptions of safety and connectedness, which research shows is linked to stronger outcomes. Survey results show that 99% of our students feel physically and emotionally safe at school, and 97% felt connected to the adults at their school. 98% of parents felt the school encourages their participation and input in activities, events, parent workshops, and meetings, while 99% of parents felt the school environment is safe. Finally, 100% of students felt both connected to the school and also that the school environment was safe. Thank you. This concludes my report on the LCAP goals and metrics and school survey results. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you so much, Tim. Do you think that maybe we need to change some of the questions on that survey? We've been doing the same one for a long time.
Those questions themselves are required, I believe.
Are they? I didn't know that. Okay. Thank you for telling me that. I appreciate that. Any other comments for the board?
I didn't know that either. Really.
All right, thank you. So now, Tim, you're up again for E. This is school survey report.
I actually included that in my report.
You just did. And I just commented. I hang on my mouth. All right. S, CDE notification of 24-25 annual determination. Pursuant to the Individuals with Disability Education Act and selection for 25-26 special education monitoring activities. This is Memory.
Good morning, board members. In support of implementation of IDA, the CDE sends each school an annual determination letter indicating the school's status related to special education compliance. You've each received a copy of this letter in your board packet. In the 2026 monitoring year, the annual determination for Mission Academy has been identified as cyclical monitoring need assistance. Mission Academy was also identified for year one disproportionality for Hispanic students under emotional disability. We will complete targeted activities to identify root causes and ensure equitable identification practices. I am happy to share that in the 2026 monitoring year, Mission Academy was 100% compliant with IEP timelines. This is a big accomplishment for Mission Academy, so well done. We will continue to participate in a series of informational webinars and workshops hosted by the CDE and our SELPA designed to support compliance and improvement monitoring activities for small LEAs. This concludes my section. Do you have any questions from the board?
Thank you so much, Memory. Any questions from the board? All right, we're going to move down to G, the current vendor list. This is riveting. Lindsay.
Yes, it is. As you can see on the screen and also enclosed in your board packet is a vendor list covering July 1st, 2025 through December 31st, 2025. The vendor list includes a list of vendors with a brief description of their services. We present the list to the board twice annually to review and ensure there are no conflicts of interest. Please let me know if you have any questions, or you can ask Bill Thompson as well. Thank you.
All right, thank you. So now we're going to go to H. This is the 26-27 draft board meeting dates. And remember the word draft. So put it in your calendars and try to be flexible, but listen up so we know what's going on. Try to work around. If you know you're going to have a vacation coming up, you need to tell Vanessa right away. All right, thank you for that. So now we're going to go into action items. This is 5. The board will be asked to approve the revised charter school accounting manual. Nita.
Thank you, board. So as you see on the screen, also in your packet, you will see the red lines for the changes. There are 2 sections in the accounting manual that I'm recommending for the board's consideration. So the updates make 2 main changes to the accounting manual. Both are meant to make transactional approvals more clear and documented in a system base. First, for checks over $25,000, the old language allowed the second facsimile signature to be used with email approval from an authorized designee. The new language replaces the email step with approval through the MicroEat system workflow, meaning the approval is now documented in the purchasing system rather than by separate email. Second, for purchase orders, the old language required any purchase order over $25,000 to be reviewed and signed by a board member. The new language replaces that with a broader electronic approval workflow in MicroEat for all purchase orders based on authorization limits. It also changes the board threshold so that only purchase orders over $50,000 are later sent to the board for ratification and signature. With these changes, the school is moving from a manual approval process to a formal electronic process that provides an audit trail while maintaining board oversight for larger purchases. And with that, I conclude my recommendation. So these are the 2 areas like board's consideration for change. Thank you.
All right. So my comment on this to you is that if I can do this, anybody can do it. I love this digital stuff. There you go. It's really easy. It's friendly. So I appreciate it so much. All right. So I need a motion and a second. Were there any questions besides me? Okay. I need a motion and a second to approve 5A.
Bud Beck will make a motion to approve action item 5A.
John Dorch will second the motion.
Bud Beck's motion. John Dorch has seconded. All in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? All right. So by unanimous vote, we have approved 5A action item. So now on 6, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown, we'll start with you.
Well, thanks a lot, President Stanford. I mean, I don't know how much to say here outside of really well done. I mean, these reports are accurate and clear and positive. And you can find even the places that are a little weak to tell us, and I think that's so strong. I do want to make a thought, though, and I was looking at the school survey reports, and for all we do with all the programs we present and all of the opportunities we give them, I think the strongest one we have is the safety of the students, teachers, and parents feel that they're coming to our school. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank the board for their follow-up and you for getting all those bing-bang sounds that make me feel comfortable when I go in there. Thank you so much, and back to you, Madam President.
Jerry.
I concur with Mr. Brown, and gratitude to all, to everyone, but I do want to just give a shout-out on the 100% compliance with the IEPs and those requirements. That's where we need to be, and I'm delighted that we're there. So, thank you.
This is Board President Stanford. You guys are a great team. And I have to say, Jenna, I know that this, a lot of this is already on the other chart, but I love this little thing.
Yeah,
I even love that. The little Brainiac with the book. I actually look at your little stuff that you have. So I don't know whether I'm just not a chart person. I can read the charts, but I like this little thumbnail. So keep that up. That's good for me.
Oh, it's a brain. I thought it was an acorn.
Did you hear that, Jenna? Did you hear what
he said? All right, we'll make it a little bigger for you next time, Mr. Brown.
Any other comments from the rest of the board members? There's some good scores and stuff on here. Okay, thank you so much. All right, so now we're going to go into closed session. So I'm going to need a motion and a second to go into closed session. For conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation, Government Code Section 549569, one matter. And then also public employee performance evaluation, Government Code Section 54957B1, title superintendent. Can I get a motion and a second?
So move.
Second, Victoria Hancock.
So James Lott has moved. Victoria Hancock has seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? So by unanimous vote, we are going out of open session into closed session. So board member John Dorch made the motion to exit the closed session, and board member Claudette Beck seconded the motion, and the board voted unanimously to adjourn closed session and reconvene the open public board meeting. No action was taken on one conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation, Government Code Section 54956.9D2, one matter. 2, public employee performance evaluation, Government Code Section 54957B. Title superintendent. I think it's supposed to be one. Anyway, so now we're out of closed session into open session, and we're on closing items. This is 8. Our next regular board meeting date is June the 5th, 2026. Boy, that's coming. And I need now a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
So moved by Victoria Hancock to adjourn.
Well, Victoria Hancock has moved. James Lott has seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So we are adjourning this meeting. Thank you, everyone, for your participation.
Thank you all.